We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting from the last words of Mem Vav Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara just finished saying that, according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, a kerosene lamp, even though it smells, the keli that holds the oil is a good keli on that muksa. Why? Because I could cover it, I cover something with it. And Gemara asked, what do you mean, every rack I cover something with it? So Gemara's answer is because this is a kli, and a kli is better. Mashenka and a rock, which is not a kli, there it's worse. And the Gemara brings a riot to this. Milay Tanya, didn't learn in a braisa. This is regarding Haitza'ah and Shabbos. Ha-sheirim, sheirim is a bracelet. Va-nazomim is the earrings. Va-tabos and tabois and rings. Ha-rehen k'chol ha-kelim atalim b'chazer. That even though you're not allowed to go out with this on Shabbos, according to this braisa, because you might take it off and show it to someone and carry it to Shurabim, still, you let her wear it inside the chotzer. Now we're you still gotta carry it inside the chotzer. Even now we're in the chotzer either, because you might carry it outside. Now we're in the chotzer. Now we're in the house. Now we're this on Shabbos according to this Gemara, because you might take it outside. But you let him metaltle it. It has no use. I can't wear it. Teretz has a little bit of use, and you still gotta carry it. What's the pshat? Still gotta move it. What's the pshat? Vamuula samuk. So why not? Vamuula matam. Since it's a keli, Hachanami here also, Hoyel ve'ika taris kliyala. Here also, by Rabbi Rav Yosef's case, you could say that this lamp has a taris kli, and therefore won't not be muksa. Just like we find by those of tachshitim, those jewelry, even though you can't wear it, still it's not muksa since it's a keli. Omrav Nachman Yitzchak, Brich Rachmano, Lekaspe Rava Rav Avya, Baruch Hashem, Rava did not get a chance to embarrass Rav Avya. Rav Avya, you know, came with his muddy shoes. Rav tried to embarrass him. He asked him a question he can't answer. But Baruch Hashem, he knew the answer. So, Ramle Abaye L'Rabba. Tanya, I'm going to ask you a new kasha. It's a new gemara. Ramle Abaye L'Rabba. I'm going to ask a kasha on Rav Shimon Shita. Tanya went to Embraisa. Moisa Shemin Shebener V'Shebekara Osir. Tanakama holds leftover Shemin on Shabbos is Osir. Why? Because since the beginning of Shabbos it was lit and it was muksamak, so you couldn't take the shaman out because it would have been extinguishing. Therefore, even after the fire goes out, the oil cannot be used for anything because it's muksamak, it's mugudis katsoi, but Ashmash is also the whole Shabbos. Rav Shimon matter, Shimon holds no. Right now is it royu? Good. Right now is it muksa? No. So I can use it. I don't care if Ben Ashmash it was muksamak was iser, right now it's fine. Therefore, Rav Shimon holds no problem. Amar Rav Shimon, less lay muksa, does not hold a muksa. Rav Minu, I'm asking a stira to this. The halacha is that a bechar that belongs to the kohen, if he gets a mum, he doesn't have to bring it as a carbon, and he can shecht it for himself to eat it. But you need a certification from a chacham that it's a mum, and therefore you can shecht on it. Now, a chacham is not a look at this mumum on Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon, because it's similar to Din Torah, and therefore they're not a look at this mumum. So if you have a behemoth without, you know, without being certified before Yom Tov, you can't shecht it on Yom Tov because it has a mum. And let's say a Rav Be'isser paskins on it, so it works, but still it might be muksa. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara the Kasha that Rav Shimon Eimer, it's a Mishnah in Be'er, Rav Shimon Eimer, kol she'ein mumoy nikim erav Yom Tov, if the mum is not nikim erav Yom Tov, which means it wasn't gepaskin on before Yom Tov, ain't zim v'muchav. It's not prepared, it's not ready to be used on Yom Tov, and therefore it's muksa. So what do you see? You see that Rav Shimon holds that even if something becomes royu on Yom Tov, since it wasn't royu before Yom Tov, it's not v'muchav. Why? Because migul is katsai. Since when Yom Tov came in, it wasn't ready, therefore it's muksa. So it's a stira to Rav Shimon Bas. So the Gemara Haki Ashta. It's not a dimyan. Hosom Yoshiv Matzapa, which means by Nair, by Shemen, by oil, Odom Yoshiv Matzapa, Amos by Nairai. Beginning of Shabbos, Echanam is Milus Kasai. But the whole time he's waiting, when is it going to go out? I'll have Shemen to use. Hacha, it's impossible to wait for such a thing. Hacham, Odom Yoshiv Matzapa, Mosipa Mum. Now he's going to wait, when is it going to get a mum? May Mama, me, Yemen, Mumma. Who says it'll be a mum? For him, Tim Shalai with enough of my mumma, and even if it gets a mum, me yam with enough of my mum kavua. Who said it'll be a mum that's enough of a mum that you let a shecht on it, you let it eat it? that's not a carbon anymore. If you say it gets a good mum that makes it ice carbon and now I can shecht it. Mi yemer is dak lechachem. Who said a chachem will do it iser and look at it on yontif? So therefore, it's no yeshiv mitzapa. It's not something he can anticipate because who said it's going to happen? And Tosfos the Ramaschal mi yemer, the first one speaks out that all the other reasons are lav dafka. The reason is that mi yemer that a chacham is to come look at it, and therefore, even Rav Shimon will agree it's muksa because he has no way to anticipate that a chacham will do an iser and check out his bechor on yontif. Most of Rav, that's the tarets that extira that you say a mi yemer. Most of Rami Bar Chama, the halacha is mefirim darim shabbos, and the shalom and the darim shilon tzarach shabbos. That even though usually you can't do hafaras the darim on shabbos, because it's a certain type of din. But if it's a tzarach shabbos, you need that. Let's say she was neder, made a neder about a certain food on shabbos. She wants to eat it. It's oinik shabbos. So the tzarach shabbos, you're allowed to be made for her neder. You're allowed to be made for the lady's neder. And the problem is that when the shabbos came in, it was a neder, and she didn't anticipate that it's be mutter than neder, so it should be also for Rav Shimon. How is she allowed to eat that fruit if Bishas Shabbos came in? It was migulis katzoy. And there's two pshatim in, and what's the kash? And then after you do the hafaras adarim, it should still be muksa. You shouldn't be able to eat it. Called migulis katzoy. So Tais has two pshatim. What would be also? Either it would be also for her because even though other people are allowed to move it because they could eat it. But for her, it would be also ba'achila, since it was muksa for her to eat it by beginning of Shabbos, that's the Mars Kasha, or it was her own peri, and she asked it on the whole world, so it should be muksa, because Lamai said there was no anticipation that it's going to be mutter. And for the Gemara, let me read the Kasha inside. Mefino Dorma Shabbos, Omo Dorma Shabbos, Utsarek HaShabbos, Mai Lema Miyema Is Dakle Baal, who said the Baal is going to be made for another? And for the Gemara, Hosam Kira Pinchas Shvei the Rava. Omrav Pinchas Shrei the Rava call Nederes. Any Isha makes a Neder Al Das Baila Nederes. She knows that it's Al Das Baila. She knows that it's possible that her husband will be made for it, and therefore she's never Semech Das that it's a good Neder until her Baal, her husband, certifies it, and therefore it's not considered a Miglis Katzoy because it's very possible that her husband will be made for it, and she's not sure yet that'll be also. Another right, Toshima, it says, Nisholim Adorim Shal Tzarech Shabbos. This is talking about Tachachim. It's really the second half of the brights we just learned before. It's in parentheses. Nisholim Adorim Shal Tzarech Shabbos. You let it go to a Bezdin, a regular person, and when you shall as Neder, that's Tzarech Shabbos for Shabbos. So he also says it's Muksa, because when Shabbos came in, it was a Neder, and he didn't anticipate eating it. Amai, Lema Miyem is Dak Lechachim. Who said Chachim is to come and do his Neder? If the Gemara Hossam Elohim is Dakle Chacham by Neder, if the Chacham is not there, Sagan give him Adaitis, he'll get three Adaitis to do it. Chacha, here, by Mum, Miyem is Dakle Chacham. Who says you get a Chacham? Chacham is much harder to get than three Adaitis. Three Adaitis is very easy to get. But Chacham, who says you get a Chacham? And the Gemara basically said a much better Teretz. That by Neder, it's not also to be Sheol Neder on Shabbos. Masha'in came by Mum. It's also to do it. And therefore, it's much bigger than Yemer. It's also to do it. So who said it? Someone's going to do an Issa for you and be Mata your Bechar. And already the Rishonim already asked this Kasha, why didn't answer this? Look at the Tosfos Rishonim, and the Ramaskal Tosfos Hasam handles it. But this is a little bit of a problem that you could have answered much better and say that there it's Issa. So the Gemara Vaita, again, another new Gemara. Romalei Abayel Rav Yosef. We know Rav Shimon holds that if it goes out, then you're allowed to use the shemen. But while it's lit, then even Rav Shimon agrees, a candle that's lit, you cannot move around that candle. And Shaul is, why not? Rabbi Abayi Rav Yosef, mi om Rav Shimon, kofsa muta l'taltla, kofsa in le kofsa loy. Only if it goes out are you allowed to metaltle the lamp. But while it's on, while it's lit, you can't metaltle the lamp. My timer, what's the reason? What's Pshat on Rav Shimon? Why can't you metaltle? What's the problem? So Gemara says, you know why? It's not a muksa problem. Dilma bahadi the nakat law kafsa. You know why you can't? You're able to move it. It's not muksa according to Rav Shimon. But the reason why you can't move it is because maybe while you're moving it around, it'll get extinguished and you'll be over the isra of kibui. That's what Gemara wants to say first in the Havmina. Break the Gemara. Haki sitra thing. Hashamina leil Rav Shimon. Dama dava shemus gavamuta. We know Rav Shimon holds dava shemus gavamuta. Here, you're not trying to extinguish it, you're trying to move it. Oh, it might go out. Even if it goes out, Davos Shenim is Gavim Mutter. I'm not trying to do that. It's Enim is Gavim. I'm not having Kavanah for that. The Tanya, I'm Shimon, I'm a Gur Adam Kisa, a person's allowed to schlep a bed, a chair, mita, a bed, safsal, a bench, or vad, so it's Gavim Lasses Chritz. You're allowed to schlep it on the ground, even though it might make a hole, and it'd be Chaifer. Still, it's not a problem because Enim is Gavim. So the kasha is that what's the problem of even tell to the lamp? Even if it goes out, it's in a chavin. So the Gemara like this: Kol hechadich mechavin ikesu the raisa. If you would be mechavin, it's the raisa like by kibui. Kikuloi mechavin, even not mechavin, there's isel chatchila. Goes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Kol hechadich mechavin ikesu the Rabbanon. Anytime that even when you're mechavin, it's only the Rabbanon. For example, when I schlep a bench, even if I'm mechavin to make a ditch in the ground, that's only the Rabbanon. Rashi says why? Because it's kalachayad. It's not the normal way of plowing. So then, then it's mutter lechatchila. So Gemara wants to answer at this point that really, kivui is the right. So therefore, when you do it in mechavin, it goes down one level. Mashenken chayfer, it'll be the Rabbanon anyway, even if you had kavanah when you schlep the bench. So it goes down one level, it becomes mutter. Frank Tysus, what do you mean? Even kibui is only the Rabbanon. It's lachshen and shirich legufa. So Tysus answers because in kibui it's possible that even when it goes out in the kavana, there could be the rice. If I wanted the psila, if I wanted the wick, then it'd be lachat shirich legufa. So that's how I consider the rice. The Ma'aseh Gemara slogs us up. Masa Rava, we have a Mishnah in Kalayim, and says, Meichri Ksus, people who are selling clothing to Goyim. And some of them are kalayim, ashatnis. Moichir and kedarkam, they can wear it, kedarkam, to show people what it's like. Or vashis gavim mecham pneachama, but you shouldn't mechavin in the summer to protect yourself from the sun. Or viksham pneacham, in the rain, to protect yourself from the rain. Vatsnuim, so you'll end mechavin smutta, vatsnuim, you know, the medaktikim, them afshilim makalacharem, they don't wear it, they hold it on a stick behind them. And we know this has to be Rav Shimon, because if you're Rav Huda, it's asa. So it must be Rav Shimon. Still says mutar lechatchila to walk around with clothing. When you mechavin, it's through the raisa. This is through the raisa of shatnes. Kiloy mechavin shari Rav Shimon lechatchila, but we're not mechavin. It's mutar to wear the shatnes lechatchila. So you see that Rav Shimon's in mechavin is mutar no matter what. So it's back shver. Why can I metatle this lamp that's lit while it's lit? It might go out. Oh, who cares? In mechavin. How can Rav Shimon holds in mechavin is mutar? So I think more the pshat is like so. Yelam Rava. Hanoch l'ner shemen upsi lo hava nasas basa dava asa. The Gemara's Torah says like this: that the flame itself is muksa, the shahev itself is muksa, and the lamp and the oil and the wick are all a basis to that flame. And the flame is muksa on Shabbos, and therefore, while it's lit, it's a basis. And even Rav Shimon agrees that while it's lit, it's a basis and it's asa to be metaltel. It's also metaltel. This is it. And we're saying everything is a basis, because if not, then it would be a basis of us or a mutter. Therefore, we're saying all these things are all a basis of shahavis. Now, why is the shahavis muksa? Why is a flame muksa? So it's really not clear in any of the Rishonim will talk about it, but it's not clear exactly why a shahavis is muksa. And the most pashut pshat that they say is that the reason why it's muksa is because it's not a chefetz. It's not a thing. It's ein bei mamish. Therefore, you can't say, "Oh, it has a shtamshus that it could light up a room," because it's nothing. It just burns up things. It's not a keli. It's not a chayfetz that could be used. It's just something that's a fire. It's something that destroys and something that burns. And therefore, it's a davar shemalacht l'iser and it's muksa. It's not. But there's other pshatim also. Balak upon him, the some say it's not a keli. And nafkamina will be if a light bulb is not muksa. That would be nafkamina has say pshat and shaheves. Shabbos, a light bulb is muksa. There could be a Ramesha held. He let him move a lamp, our lamps with a light bulb on Shabbos, because he held that was more of a kli. But either way, the bottom line is Shabbos definitely is not a kli, and it's definitely muksa. And the reason why, while it's lit, you can't move it is because all are buses for that Shabbos, and it's all buses for that don't muksa. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon will agree that a lamp that's lit, there's a fire there, you cannot move it.